I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Yo-Yo Ma is very funny at the start of a wonderful film with a long name, The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. He walks into a room, instrument in hand, sits down on a sofa, and says to the camera, "This is my cello. Have you ever seen one before?" Well, its curvy body does look familiar, and we've definitely seen the bright spirit who plays it. We may even have heard the ensemble's recordings. Still, Morgan Neville's documentary is a joyous revelation. It's a group portrait of superb musicians from all over the world, offering music as an emblem of what people can do in these troubled times when they live in concert with one another. Morgan Neville, by the way, won an Oscar 2 years ago for another music documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom. As guiding spirit and artistic director of the Silk Road Ensemble, Yo-Yo Ma takes the narrative back to the group's genesis in 2000 at Tanglewood. In footage shot there in the music shed, everyone is playing zestfully and having great fun. From the start, though, a crucial question was whether the International Collective should be a one-off event or a venture worth pursuing and expanding. A year later, after September 11th, it didn't seem a good idea to celebrate internationalism, so Ma put the project on hold. "Everybody in the face of disaster reexamines who they are and their purpose," he says. And they do, but it's still surprising and terribly affecting to learn how long Ma has been asking those questions of himself, not only in the face of disaster, but in the face of consummate success. "I think when I was a kid, a lot of things just happened," he tells Neville, who always stays behind the camera. One of those things comes into focus in an otherwise fuzzy kinescope of a TV special from the early 1960s. Little Yo-Yo in suit and tie at the age of 7, a Chinese prodigy being brought on stage by Leonard Bernstein while President Kennedy and his wife Jackie look on. "I never committed to being a musician," he says. "I just did it. I fell into it." That turns out to be the main theme of The Music of Strangers, a search for personal purpose, accompanied by constant questioning of where music and art belong in the chaos of the modern world. In the midst of it all, Yo-Yo Ma manages to be both a modest presence and a formidable one. "I don't think Yo-Yo sees himself as a cellist," says Mike Block, a fellow cellist in the ensemble. "He sees himself as someone who wants to change the world, and he happens to have a cello with him half the time." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.